Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pull the foreskin back, then wash it. It's not hard. You're 30 years old. I'm not doing it anymore. Are we live, man?
20 countries.
I do the lolly. It's less every time. Significantly less every time. Mm,
good. Yeah, sorry, man.
Okay, what countries have dropped out?
Afghanistan.
Fuck, man. Afghanistan can get fucked if they don't want to hear this. All right? Fuck you guys. How's that?
Oh.
Mozambique.
Was that a country? That's a pretty name.
That's a person. Mozambique is a guy.
Mozambique.
Mozambique, yeah. Mozambique, and then his last name is Beak.
Fuck off.
No, it's an actual person.
Yeah. It's a country. Mozambique. Yeah. I like that.
He found... Mozambique found the country. It's in the... It's in the encyclopedias in that, man. Don't you know that? Episode number 19 with episode 99 overall. So next week will be 100. We'll have to do something special.
I just got a message from Jaden Prasad, and he said, "I'm Shami's brother, you," with one of these emojis.
Oh. That's fucked that he texts you that. That's disgusting.
I think because I always make it out like that. So he's using
it. It is fact, though.
Yeah. Episode number 99. So next week's our 100th. I think we're going to try and interview Pritchard from Dirty Sanchez if we can organize it for our 100th, because that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Fuck, dude. It'd be so rad to talk to him.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hero of ours growing up, wasn't he? Michael's eating dick candy. What's happened the last week? The fuck has happened? You saw family over the weekend.
I saw family. Went to SeaWorld. I thought I met my nephew, but I've met him before. I could not believe it. My sister's like going off at me like, dude, you fucking met him before. Anyway, I called my ex-girlfriend. She's gone now. I'm alone. Anyway. And I was like, dude, have we met my nephew before? Don't waste my dick. Anyway, when they're a baby, I realized you don't even fucking, you forget about them because they're like, they're a baby.
But they all look the same.
All
too.
Of the babies are the same. Apart from ugly ones. Some are fucking minging. Oh my God. A kid I used to coach, he's got a little brother. Looked like it was out of a horror film.
Yeah,
dude.
Some of them are fucking
disgusting.
The
head was
disgusting.
Like this big. It was like an alien. Anyway, getting off topic.
And like fat and shit.
Yeah, it fucks me off. But now he can walk. I was like, holy shit, it's the first time I've met him. Because I just thought he can...
It's a different human. It's a different human now. I get it.
Yeah. But now... And then my sister's like, what the fuck, you don't remember? I was like, no, I had no idea. And then I called my ex-girlfriend and she's like, yeah, you dickhead, you've met him. And yeah.
And then next time you meet him, he'll be able to talk. So it's like meeting him again.
He has... I know.
And then the next time after that, he'll be driving. You'll be like, oh, hey, man, I'm Michael. Nice to meet you, man. Because it's a new human. It's like an animal, a caterpillar. When it builds a cocoon, it comes out a butterfly. You haven't met the butterfly. You met the caterpillar.
Holy fuck. Did we just figure out some big shit?
Man, write it down. If you're listening, maybe make a note of that, because that's pretty good.
Holy fuck. Anyway, it was fun. I had a good time. I went to SeaWorld. SeaWorld is a shithole. Do not go there. There's like three rides. One was shut down. Very boring. But it was nice with family.
Did you stay there? Nara Resort? Is that what it is?
Yeah, dude. And it was actually all right. But the SeaWorld itself, the theme park, is shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's meant for kids. Of course it's fucking shit. And I got glue all over the back of me fucking head.
Marty's balding.
Bald spots. Can you see that? Can you see my bald spots?
I had hair on my hand.
We're filming this fucking stupid video at the moment where we put super glue on our fucking hands and then put the super glued hand on each other. And Michael grabbed the back of my fucking head today.
We got Matthew Brown as he walked in. Okay, anyway, you fucking see the video.
That'll be out right now if you want to go and watch it. If you want to pause this, we'll wait. Especially Matt. Matt, we'll wait right now.
Speaking of, we should probably get to our sponsors.
Oh, fucking, all right. Oh, this podcast is proudly brought to you by Manscaped. Oh, Manscaped. Buy all your male grooming products from manscaped.com.
Use that discount. Do. They're really good.
Use that discount code FULLYACTUAL20. It's changed from fully actual. It's fully actual 20 after, and they got male grooming products. If you need some, you might as well get 20% off. Use our discount code. They got heaps of cool shit. Just go and have a look. Okay, I don't know all the products. Okay, I don't have them written down. Right, but there's a lot.
They give you a little bag. It's cool.
Yeah, and they give you some
ball
cool
wipes.
Shit. Some
you
good
get
undies.
Undies. Yeah, I like.
It's not too bad. And of course, this podcast is proudly brought to you by the University of Markle, our subscription website where we post 20 to 30 minute weekly vlogs, right? They're fucking little movies. Every single one of them, just behind the scenes of our lives. And you just get to fucking know us all a bit better. We're going over to Matt's mum's house tomorrow night and we're going to interview her.
We interviewed Julian's mum. I think we said this last week and we found out all the goss on why Julian is so...
Yeah, and you found out that you have a thing for Julian's mother.
I think she's cute because she just seems like such a nice person. You want her to nurture you.
You're doing this. Breasts.
That's my own breasts.
You see?
No, I just feel like she would have done a good job tucking Julian in, and Julian fucked up somehow. It wasn't your fault, Julian's mum.
Have you fantasized about her?
No. I like the fact that,
I hear that
she's got
high
a sweet voice.
Inclination in his voice?
No.
Yeah, you didn't fantasize That's about getting tucked in?
I think I just want like someone to take care of me for the
and
rest of my
to
fucking
suck
life. For the rest
dick.
Of my life. Same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And also on the university, it's not just fucking behind our lives. We do all the fucked up shit.
Yeah, we do some
that
really
we can't
like
get
some
away
stuff
with on
that
social
we
media.
We probably shouldn't even ever talk about. It's fucking disgusting.
No, it's not.
It's
we
fucking
fixed famine.
So
already.
Fucking gross some of the things we do. It's not right.
We threw some poo around the other day.
Yeah, it's always shit always seems to make its way.
It
we're
is
building,
getting a bit scat pointy.
We're building a fucking trying to build a slingshot at the moment. It's fucking hard.
Dude. We are slingshotting. I'm shitting in a bag again. We're slingshotting.
For fuck's sake.
We're freezing the
slinging
shit.
Slinging your shit.
Dude, let's
shit
slingshot
slingers.
The shit.
Shit slingers.
Slit slingers, cunt. We're fucking cutlass slit slingers.
Slit. Slit. Yeah. Oh, well.
We got a fucking good episode in store for you fuckers. I'm going to prank call a sex worker at the end of the episode. We got P.O. Boxing. You guys sent some shit in. We got a fuckload of questions. Thank you everyone who's writing in all the commenting all the questions. There's more and more each week, so we're going to try and get through as many as we can and keep the comments coming, all right? If you can't support us in any other way, it's very easy. It's very easy what you have to do. All you have to do is just push the like button, the thumbs up thing, and the subscribe one if you feel like it, and just comment the best if you can't think of a constructive comment to write. That's so easy.
I know.
And then we can keep doing this and we say, oh, look, we're getting a few more views this week. Ah. And then we get all excited and you get all sexual. You get all sexual. And then we keep doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear
Let's have a look at my shit stained seat.
All right.
Well, let's show everyone.
It's, you can't really see anymore. Don't rub it on me or anything.
You see that, Matt?
Yeah, that's fucked.
I just wanted to show Mr. Brown.
We posted a TikTok last week. It's on like 19 million views. And like it's just nice to get some views again because fucking Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reach restrictions all over the fucking joint. We post a stupid little dog video and it gets fucking 19 million views.
Yeah, what the hell? But it makes sense. TikTok... It's like PG, more people eyes on it.
Do you know what's not PG though? Matt's fucking diary.
Ooh. I'm so excited.
I would say that your diary entries are 18 plus.
Oh, the
Why is it
stuck.
Not PG?
Well, I think you how about we have a read and find out? You fucking disgusting pig.
Have a dick.
You are fucking disgusting, Matthew. Yeah, we're still enjoying the dick candy that someone sent in.
Can I have a rebel?
Pop a dick in your mouth.
All right. Diary entry.
touched my shit.
Diary entry number 101 from Michael Corey Brookhouse.
I touched the shit seat, just so you know.
When I piss, it dribbles out like a half-blocked tap. When I shit, it comes out like a high-pressure fire hose. I'm learning about myself. This is so true. You have more pressure from your ass than you do your dick.
Yeah, what's that? That's a sign of like fucking...
The plumbing's all fucking backwards or some shit, cunt. It's fucking blocked and you're shooting back the other way, cunt.
Imagine shitting from your dick and pissing from your ass.
Yeah, you need a finger in there, man. All the way to your dick.
I've been shitting way better since eating healthier. I remember every single shit used to be liquid.
Yeah, I remember. We painted some bowls in our days.
We still do, but it's like hardened now. Yeah. It's like hard poo on around the edges.
Diary entry number 89 from Marty. Today, someone started a rumor at school that I'm homeless. People were offering me food, but I saw them picking it out of the bin. I said, no thanks, and then they threw sand at my back when I walked away. Today was a pretty good day.
Dude, it's so fucking true. Because he used to, like, fucking try and scunge food from everyone.
Not try. I would. Okay? Yeah, yeah. My mother never made me lunches. And then I was too lazy to make it myself by the time I got to high school.
And so, you were fucking poor when you first got here.
Yeah. So I just fucking come to school and I would beg at lunchtime. And I had this, after a while, I had a few people I'd go to and they'd give me like a, you know, something out of their lunch that they didn't like every day. And I'll build my own little lunches.
You did that at a dinner one
night. It did leave me open to some severe pranking and bullying. So it was these guys, some mates of mine, they were like, here's a sandwich for you, Marty. And then I was like eating it. And then they all started pissing themselves laughing. And then they're like, there's dog food on there. And I open it up and there's wet dog food on there. But then I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep eating it so that it's not funny anymore. And it fucking worked. I ate the whole thing in front of him and oh, fuck.
Dude, he still has it in his blood to this day. If you are at a restaurant and you have leftovers, he'll eat it. I get scared because other mouths have touched it. The spoon's been back in after it's hit your mouth. It freaks me out. I can't have leftovers anyway.
Surviving is more important than germs.
You Germans have a natural scavenger instinct after them after the war. It's been built in
after
the war.
Like a hungry dog.
They got it like they were top pin. Then they went to the bottom of the world real quick after the Russians came in.
Sure about that, but anyway.
And then now they're fucking scavengers.
Okay. That's quite offensive, but all right, yeah.
I remember in the dark days, Marty did come to a dinner and he's like, I'll just see what ends up on the table.
And it always he wouldn't even order food.
But people would have chips and half-eaten burgers and Marty just...
Yeah, when you go to a restaurant, most of the time, someone leaves something on their plate, whether it be, you know, a bit of a salad, a couple of chips here and there, some grizzly bits of steak that no one wants to eat. They're a bit too chewy or something. It's like... There's fucking food there, cunt. Oh, man. Oh. I wish I didn't take a shit before. Now I can't fart.
Yeah,
he
was saving them and everything.
Diary entry number 38 from Julian James Tennyson Woods from Ashgrove or some shit. 460 till I die. Today was sick. I got suspended from school for drawing a dick and balls on the girl's toilet door. But fucking, I don't know who snitched on me, but I will find out and I will kill them with a stick I've sharpened. I keep it in my Adidas bum bag. We also went, what's it called, to strike bowling and fucked a chick in the vending machine. You.
In the vending machine. Maybe over the vending machine. He just fucked up the spelling.
It says in there.
It says in.
Wow. He loves.
It's always fucking chicks. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And that's at school. What year?
It doesn't say what year, but that's his...
What date was it written? 2000 and...
Diary entry number 38.
So probably 2009.
So he would have been like 6 years old.
Or 19. 2019.
How old is he? Like 18 or something?
I don't know. Julian. He's just turned 17.
Yeah, he graduated high school this year, I think.
13.
I thought he was still at school. I thought he was just wagging and coming with us because we're cool and famous and shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he's like, 14 or something.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe we should
stop.
Keep that on the down low. I don't think we should be hanging out with a kid.
Diary entry number 1711 from Matthew Gregory Brown.
Wait. Are you sure this is from me?
Again.
Because this sounds...
from Matt, not
Megan.
It
says. Come on, Matt. It's what it says.
Not Megan. Matt.
Let's calm down and let's be real.
Do you want to come sit on my lap?
It's got your name on it, man. You want to come here?
Maybe really?
Make you feel better?
He's fucking looking good today, guys. He's got his beanie on. He looks cute. I like it when he wears his
thinking
beanies.
About it.
And I like his long sleeve shirt. It suits him. The green looks good. You should come sit on my lap.
Come on. Come on over, Maddie. Hey? Have a little feel.
You can hear. Oh, you won't even touch.
Oh, here he comes. Oh, yeah, come here, Matthew.
Oh my God,
Matthew Brown Diary.
We get Brown Town.
A little bit of a feel, a bit of a touch as he walks by.
Do you want to come on my leg?
I think I'm going to fit there.
Yeah, of course he is.
Oh my Brown.
All right, now everyone, watch Matt's face closely as I read out his diary entry.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, mate, you're pretty heavy.
I told you, I'm a heavy boy. There we go.
I run my hands up my legs slowly, feeling my body hair brush against my milky skin. My mind and body felt completely at one. I was very alert but calm at the same time. My senses were peaking. I was perched in a large gum tree at the front of a family home. The sun had just set, and I knew the mother was due home in 5 minutes. It had taken me 2 months of observing to find this perfect scenario. She finally arrived and I could feel my heart beating in my testicles. I silently watched her enter her home, drooling as she went. I began massaging my breasts as I watched her enter her bedroom upstairs. She removed her top and I remember my cheek muscles ripping under the force of my excited smile. My little brown became a dark shade of purple and I knew it was time. Just as I reached for my little brown, the undressing mother happened to look straight out of her window and at the tree. My trembling body now freezes and I remain completely still. I see her face squinting, trying to make sense of what she's seeing in her tree. For just a moment, I convince myself that it's too dark for her to see me. But then I see her cover her exposed upper body with her arms and let out an almighty scream. I had been discovered. I had rehearsed this situation in my head many times and implemented my strategy. I immediately leapt from the tree while falling, curled myself into a tight ball. I figured I would fall quicker in this position and I would land safer. My body slammed into the lawn beneath the tree as I maintained my perfect human ball shape. It worked. I was relatively injury-free. The mother was still screaming, staring at me out of her second-story window. I stood up, looking her right in the eye and started coming. Thick, hot pleasure liquid filled my nappy, and then I turned and began running on all fours. I had taught myself to run like a dog as it was much faster than traditional human running. I bounded all the way home and decided to lay low for a while. That was close, but I think I liked it.
Holy shit, dude.
I gotta get off the camera.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you do, man.
Oh.
Running like a dog, really?
I like the ball fall.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like you curl up into a ball,
hug your knees. Ringworm.
And then like land like on your side.
Yeah.
They teach you that in gymnastics.
Thank you.
You've been to gymnastics? Oh my God. I wonder why you went to gymnastics.
There's a diary entry about that for sure.
Flexible females.
That was
females.
Good. I enjoy that. I like it. I like it.
Flexible females.
You want have a dick candy?
A little dick candy, eh?
Oh, man.
All right. That brings us on to the first segment. We'll answer some questions. And if you want your question answered, you comment it. And if they get the most likes, they'll be more likely to answer your question, all right?
Someone made a very good comment. I can't remember their name, so sorry. But they said if you could remind them at the end of the episode to comment because they tend to forget.
Oh, I did see that.
Once they get down the other end.
Can you remind us to remind... Or can you remember?
I'll just go comment.
Comment to remind us to remind you at the end.
That will work.
And or you could just quickly pause it now.
Yeah, I know. Like, it makes sense. Just fucking
pause. Like, they might be driving or something.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people do say they watch this while driving.
Yeah, okay.
You just pull over.
They watch it while driving.
Or risk it. Fuck it. You can keep one eye on the road and one on your
like,
phone.
It's 2021. We fucking evolved. We can, like, have you seen, I've got friends that just got.
I've seen mates, I've seen cunts with one eye like there and one eye looking up like that.
Well, your peripheral vision.
Your peripheral vision comes in.
Yeah, whatever that word is.
It comes in when you're driving.
Because you got this.
Yeah, Jackson has some of the best peripheral vision I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's like he's just got like four sets of eyes.
Jackson will be facing one direction and he'll be talking to me and I'm standing directly behind him.
Yeah.
Anyway, first question.
Some of these questions are quite worrying.
Worrying questions for Matthew Brown.
This one received 14 likes. I'll say requests because everyone wants it. Question for the podcast from Reb Skell. How many tampons has Matthew Gregory Brown, the stalker Brown, swallowed in his life?
Very good question.
Yeah. Man, it'd be hard to digest that shit, eh? Like,
no, I don't know. It's already half digested when it's been up him for a few hours.
Yeah, true.
Is there an answer, Matt, or are you just you've lost count?
I just what do you say in court when you don't want to answer the question?
No comment.
Infinity.
I plead the fifth.
Infinity.
And beyond. All right, we'll go to next question.
All right, next question is from Jason Kim. Hey guys, got a question for the podcast. What was worse? The dog shit that Michael ate or that canned fish thing? I think it was called
I'll do surstreaming again because you can't get fucking. You can't die from it, and it's like.
Can you die from dog food? Shit?
Oh, no, I don't think you can die, but.
You probably get
psychologically,
day.
I think it's slightly easier.
Yeah.
But the smell is definitely worse for the fish. Holy fuck.
It blows my mind. Like, and you would think the fucking Germans would do this, but the Swedes do it. And the Swedes are like,
not sure what perfection.
It's definitely something that you would fucking, I could see your great grandfather and his ancestors all enjoying some surstrom fucking fish shit.
Personally attacking me again, okay. Look, if you eat it the right way, if you put a little bit of cream cheese on some bread and you put some surstring on, you put some dill on top, apparently it's very delicious. We didn't eat it properly. We just sucked it straight out of the can and then you've had it thrown all over you and you ruined the whole day.
You threw it on me.
Remember that whole inside of the house smelt of fuck?
Oh, yeah, it did too. And guess what? Fun fact, since we're talking about... Ow, you cracked my finger.
I was doing that for you.
My thumb. guess what? I found out. You know, ancestry.com ringworm ring?
Yeah.
Ooh. What do you reckon I am?
Irish.
And?
Brazilian.
Scottish and Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, makes sense. My sister did
it. Have you done it?
That's why my sister did it.
Fuck all the Swedes all the time.
I don't want to eat.
You want to invest your eggs into their carcasses.
I want to find one, settle down, live in a cottage.
Yeah, but remember you were saying you wanted to spray your gunk up them? Everyone you see walk by, you want to plant
fucking word.
Plant your foundations gunk. Into them. That's sex to Michael.
Dude, I fully saw like fucking sweat and smog coming when he went in. It looked like it was like dust.
I've seen it. I've seen him plant his seeds.
Oh, what about you, Matthew? What are you from the
I'm
world?
Irish.
Where are you from, cunt? Where are you from? It's not here, cunt. You're not from round here, cunt.
Oh, fuck me.
Irish and English.
Irish and English. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, far as we know so far, like my sister got back until like, you know, until we came over here and she got back to that and it was Irish and English.
I'm pretty sure I'm like Eastern European, like further east. I'm talking like, you know, some of the fucking like dodgy areas.
What, Siberia?
Like Poland?
Yeah, Siberian. Poland and shit. Oh, and fucking, sorry. It's fucking crazy, you can't.
No, all right.
Definitely not Polish.
No, my
He's
last
got
name
a Polish last
Polish.
Name.
No.
I always bring it up.
So how about that one, Matthew Brown?
Oh.
Next question,
Two
please.
Two Irish dogs.
Yeah, fuck. Which one's
worse?
What's more Irish? If you said just joking, is that Irish or Scottish?
That's Geordie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'd be going into the English world. Okay.
Anyway,
let's do
that.
No, wait. Let's do our you do your English, your Irish accent.
Oh, that's like Conor McGregor. I can't do that.
Is he Irish? I thought he was Brizzy boy.
come over here. Yeah, I do.
What is Irish again?
Yeah, come over.
Deep a top it.
Yes, what?
That's Irish.
That's an Irish flu. All right, enough of fucking. Let's get on the next question.
Enough Irish, man. God. We're from Australia now, all right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you seeds were spunked. We're here now.
Man, this is a weird question. Did the girls... Yeah, all right, this is from Momentary Madness. Quick question. Did the girls back that Matt rode into with his heels, is she limp-legged for life?
Wait, I thought it was head first into her back.
He drove the bike into her and then got flown over the handlebars and then your skull connected with her face.
Did head first. Not limp-legged, though. She's definitely...
Well, no one knows. You left the scene, so she could be dead for
maybe
all we know.
Brain damage.
Dude, how many situations have you been in where you don't know if someone died or not? I guess you'd hear about on the news. Do you remember what that party was? And we just let a bin go.
Oh, yeah.
I get to hear about that.
When we were like in our early 20s, we were at this party. Everything was really dark. It was like a house party. And there's a really steep hill going up to the road above it. And we were just standing there drinking. We're like, oh, let's go to another party. And then just right before we left, we saw this huge industrial bin and just fucking got it from the side of the road and just launched it down the hill. And just, it's so loud. And then you just hear fucking screaming
and
coming from the
park. We didn't even go and look at what we did. We didn't even observe our art. We just fucking legged it.
Heard some loud noises and laughed. As if they played this clip to a judge because some cunt was blinded. When fucking rubbish came out of the bin and...
I like the delay of dribble.
Imagine if Goob animated that and that's what they used in court.
Oh, these are tasting a bit weird now.
Yeah, it's too many we've had.
Yeah, I can't stop.
We're ruining our dinner.
I can't stop.
The dicks are ruining our dinner.
Dick candy left here from last week.
Dicks instead of din.
Next question is from John Stevenson. First off, he commented and said, Matthew Gregory Brown is a bender. What does that mean?
I think that means that you're drugs.
Sorry. His question was, have you twos ever had a real physical fight with each other? If so, whatever.
No, I haven't had a real physical fight with any.
Yeah. We have little, like...
We scratch each other.
I did scratch him once.
He'll slap me or lash out at me when I've pinched him or something.
Yeah, I'll give him big whacks on the back.
But it's never a full-blown fucking trying to knock his fucking gums
out.
We have
in boxing, we play little games, and fucking hell, he can hit hard. Even when you're holding the pads.
So hurts. Hard, eh?
Not fun. So... What's his name? Fucking Michaela's?
Doused.
Michaela's fucking boyfriend?
Addis. Michael wants to fight Addis.
Well, I would like to, but I reckon you would
fuck him up.
Yeah, okay.
All right. This is a multi-question. This is from Kyle Lawler.
Oh, here we go. Can't remember Kyle?
First off, would you go skydiving? Yeah, what do you guys like with snakes, spiders, and scorpions? I wonder if there's a follow-up to this. Why is
skydiving? Yeah, I guess eventually. Yeah, I haven't done it yet. Michael's done it. Yeah, I guess I would. It would be quite terrifying. No, heights is not my favorite.
It would be so funny. It was so scary for me, but I can't imagine you. You would
I'd be screaming loudly.
I was having a panic attack, like in the plane, and the dude's like, chill, man. Chill. It actually helped. I don't know. He's like this Byron Bay surfer dude. And I was like, okay, I'm going to chill because I wanted to impress him. But I fucking, the whole way down until the parachute opened up, I was like, oh man, some of the sounds I made, hey.
James
did
it really well.
Did you think you were
going to
die?
I was just scared until the parachute. I was like, what if the parachute doesn't open
up? Yeah, you can't relax.
Yeah, so I'm like, making real weird sounds, dude. It was fucked. Like, dang, fuck, it wasn't recorded, hey.
Oh, that makes me not want to do it. Because like, I would be making so similar scary sounds.
But one thing... It's so scary. But yeah, once the parachute, yeah, opens and you can sort of just chill.
And then you were like, oh, I was just joking, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Just joking.
Like, see, man, that was easy. I was like, yeah,
man,
you.
I wasn't worried. Yeah, woo.
What do you guys like with snakes?
Blood. Yeah, snakes can get fucked, can't they?
Yeah, dude. Any fucking creature that is like a snake, reptile slash bug, creepy crawly, fuck off.
Yeah, I've had
you
snakes.
You pick one up once.
A snake, yeah, because I was trying to impress my friends. Yeah.
Michael, you grabbed
I didn't like that. That wasn't enjoyable for me. I didn't do that by myself.
And then it went into a bush and you stuck your head so close to the bush to check where it was.
Really?
And I was like, you're going to get bitten.
We've had some close calls with snakes. Heaps. Yeah. Even as a kid, I had heaps living on a little fucking farm.
And spiders.
James nearly stepped on one.
Yeah, we were with him.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a little dance around.
Yeah, they can get fucked. They're so... You one mistake and you're fucking so sick. And they get you, and then you're fucking so sick, maybe even die.
I still have
the
dream of getting bitten and then rubbing ink in. I think fucking one of the wild... Chris Poynius did it on Wild Boys. He got bit by a snake and then rubbed ink into it. And he had a snake bite tattoo. That is such a cool idea.
Thanks, man.
I would get bitten by a snake
in the neck
for that. Not
like fucking six times.
It would look cool having the tattoo there.
Yeah. We can just go to a tattoo artist and just get them to do two perfectly spaced apart holes a couple of times.
It's not real. It's not an actual snake bite.
No one knows that though, man. And most of life is just what you say it is.
It's just like, yeah, your presentation on Instagram.
Yeah.
Next question is from Will Chandler. Do you think Matt Brown would show his little brown on an OnlyFans?
All right, we're not going to make you show... Okay, we're not going to make you do anything. But we've got an idea. We've got an idea. Okay?
You should start an OnlyFans account, Matthew Brown. And you...
Yeah, you're not going to show your dick or anything?
No, I'm thinking like in a nice flowing dress. Like some dick togs. You know, some fucking underwear swimmers.
Just pretty outfits and shit. People would subscribe.
Don't answer yet, Matt. We'll put it to the viewers. If you guys would subscribe to Matt Brown's OnlyFans, and we're talking like, you know, $2. $2 a month. $2 a month.
Dude, this could be your way out.
This is it, man.
This is
fucking,
your big break.
You haven't been getting paid since you stopped researching, cunt. You're all fucking poor and shit, living in your car, you fucking slob. Yeah, I saw you staring at the neighbors. You're fucking getting your stalkers back because you're all fucked and poor. Matt needs this. If you would subscribe to Matt's OnlyFans for $2 to see him in cute pictures in a dress, in some revealing shorts.
Just like cool, sexy outfits, okay? And like, you know, maybe some seductive faces like this. Like that. Like, or like a wink.
Maybe a bit of whipped cream on your breasts.
Only if Lockie Gottfried joins me in a photo shoot while he wears his dress.
I have a feeling that he will. I have a feeling
I'll help out with one. Marty will help out one. We'll collaborate and
start.
We'll
do a fucking collab, cunt. We'll do a fucking collab.
And then like, it's literally this $2 a month and what? We'll just do, what's fair? One a week? Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Just whatever you feel. If Matt's feeling sexy on a Sunday morning after a night out, he might have a little his towel around him and take a few photos. He could be feeling sexy while he's
driving. He could be driving. Driving. Just take photos while you're driving.
Stop.
Multitask.
Stop.
Anyway, if you want, you don't need to answer yet, Matt, but we think it's a great idea. If you would subscribe to Matt Brown's OnlyFans, comment OnlyFans. Just comment the word OnlyFans and we'll know what you mean. If we get, what, 20 comments? It's worth it, man.
No, because everyone will comment just to make it happen.
But we'll be in them as well for the start. We'll help you out. Dude, think about it. If you get 50 people, $2 a month,
it's $100 a month. Man.
That's triple figures.
It's $100 a month. No, if there's 500 people, that's not many people. There's nearly 500 people here now in this room.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, yeah. 500. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm moving on to the next question.
All right, just remember, everyone, comment OnlyFans if you want to see this happen.
Please. Next question is from Josh Roses. Michael really looked upset in the tire slash video. Michael, were you really upset
about it?
This
is why I was upset, okay? I had to go to the fucking coast. So I had something to do. I'm not going to say because it was sort of illegal, but I had to go to the coast to get something.
Buying drugs.
And I didn't have I needed to get down. So I had to use my car that afternoon, okay? And that was like, fuck, what if I'm not going to be able to get my tires fixed before then? It fucks my whole night up. It was just, I was in a bad mood. I wanted my, I needed that thing. So I, and.
What was it?
It was.
Some sort of.
I think it was like.
Sex toy?
Panadol.
Sex
Neurofins.
Toy.
And anyway, I was pissed off about that. But once the fucking tires were fixed, I didn't care. It's all good. All right. I was just annoyed in the moment because I had to go somewhere that afternoon.
I can't believe you're
all right. Then. Next question is from Donut Films or so the mean. Creepy foot skin guy.
Oh, you don't give me that shit.
Do you guys have any advice for people struggling with a paranormal activity?
Yeah, fucking enjoy it while it's happening and try and record it. Try and fucking communicate with them. And who knows, you could be the person that opens the door to the other side. Fucking get in there and enjoy it. As hard as it is and as scary as it is, try and record them, try and talk to them. But unless they're evil, and then maybe, I don't know, go to a church and just have a holy water bath.
Yeah, fuck. I just watched The Conjuring, the latest one, and they say it's based off real events and shit, but you don't really know. You take it with a grain of salt. But holy fuck, if you're in that, you saw it.
Yeah,
you're in that situation and the fucking spirit makes you kill someone and you try and use that as your defense. You sort of wouldn't want paranormal activity. You sort of want to shoo that shit away. But at the same time.
Yeah, I'm probably just being biased because I've never really had it.
Yeah, we had a little bit. Well, yeah. You never really properly had it.
I was just next to you and it was happening to him and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I had it. And I wouldn't wish it on. It's like, it's good. You miss it when it's gone a bit. But when you've got it, you want it to fuck
it's
off.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's isn't different. That right? Oh, yeah. My God. I'm chills on it's my like, back right now. Hey,
it's like naughty sex.
Like little fingers on my back right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Long nails, scratchy, scratchy.
Oh, my God.
Next question
tingling.
Is from James.
Oh.
Michael, why did you fully break up tingling. With your girlfriend?
It was mutual. We wanted...
Michael was pushing for anal and she didn't want a bar of it.
No, we just grew apart and we're still friends. It was a positive breakup, but... It's all good now. I'm just a lot.
You cry still, but yeah, it's all good.
Next question is from Mega Shucky. Chucky? Marty, what's Bosley been up to?
He's just been... Bosley's a fucking... I spend like $120 a week on Bosley's food now. And he's lost like 4 kilos.
It looks good.
He basically just gets raw human food, like raw steaks, raw chicken, raw kangaroo meat. Chicken necks every fucking day for food and he's slimmed right down and he's so full of energy and I think he's
how the fuck does he slim down if he's eating meat so the dog biscuits like, it's like are fattening
oh yeah full of carbs it's like eating bread okay. Compared to eating just steak
yeah that makes sense
so he's doing fucking good fucking real good thanks for asking.
All right, final question because we can't get through them all tonight. It's from Andrew Niven. When all the travel restrictions go away and all that sort of stuff, would you ever consider doing a tour with the podcast?
Yes.
Good.
If Matt's OnlyFans takes off and like we can all support ourselves, then yeah, 100%, I could see Matt.
Man, it'd be so cool to just like hire a camper van and go around Australia.
And also, it'd be cool.
Or even go to America and go around America.
Oh, I'd even...
And then go around Europe.
Think of the OnlyFans content you can get.
Each season would be like a different, like,
car?
Continent.
Different car.
Yeah, 100%. One of these travel restrictions gone, man. She's gonna get crazy, baby. You.
Actually, I got one more question. This one intrigued me. I don't know if it'll intrigue you. Boys, what's your opinion on houses built between 1954 and 1961?
I guess that shit's good. Shit was good back then, man. They don't make shit how they used to, cunt. Now they put a house up in fucking 2 weeks, cunt. Back then, cunt, they took fucking years, right? They took fucking years to build them houses and they're still standing around today. That's why they're fucking heritage listed, to show a bit of our fucking history, cunt. No one fucking touch them, don't renovate them, don't fucking live in them. Just look at them.
Australia.
Oh, fucking someone shoot it.
Fuck me, cunt. I love houses from back then, man. Hey, most shit from back then's cool, cool, cool. Was your mum's born then?
Yeah. Oh.
See?
Dad was.
How sturdy your parents are.
Mum might be a little bit younger.
No one's fucking, that's way long ago. It's like 70 years ago.
Yeah, my dad's like 70.
See?
He's like 55.
See how sturdy he is, cunt?
1955.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Built back then, cunt. Fuck sturdy his fucking house, 33? Cunt.
34.
Okay.
And that is the end of
that chapter.
Why'd you ask me my age?
Because fucking someone, Jesse, our mate, turned 33. And I was like, is Matt 33 in my head? 34. 33 is Jesus Christ's age that he died.
I'm the oldest of the group.
Fun fact. I'm 31.
Anyway.
I'm the youngest.
I can't believe we're in our fucking 30s now. Julian. So
Julian's the youngest at fucking 14.
Yeah, Julian's a child.
Oh, imagine being that. Imagine being 14
imagine
again.
Imagine having this brain now, right? And then going back to fucking 12 years old, cunt.
Oh!
Man. Holy shit, man.
Men.
All right, next segment. What do we got here? Let's fucking open some shit.
Yeah, I feel like a present.
Mm-hmm. All right, this next segment is the PO unboxing, where we open shit that you guys send to our PO box, which is written right here. Right, it's written on here. What is it, Michael?
It's written right on there.
PO box 256 Tagum, Queensland 4018.
And thank you. We haven't got it yet, but some legend has fucking sent us a sign, so it's not just that stupid writing.
I'm pretty sure his name's Matt, but we'll talk about him when he sends it.
All right, let's have a look at what we've been sent. Ooh.
What are they?
Ooh. All right, I've got a note here. Dear Professor Marty and Michael, PhD. This is just something small to acknowledge your contribution to the scientific community, as well as thank you for all the fun and laughter you bring at your fans each week. I got one made for both of you, Julian and Matt Brown. Sorry if I missed anyone else in your team. Also, thanks for engaging so consistently with your fans in the UOM members group. Keep up the great work. Cheers, Rhino.
Oh, Rhino!
Rhino, hey, you Rhino. Fucking legend, Rhino. He's fucking sent us some bloody...
What a... Fuck yes. See? This is what it's about.
This is exactly
we
what it's
this,
about,
we do this, we
get
gifts.
What this is it? Why we do it, man. Put your hand in my spear, cunt.
Yeah.
Here you go. Fucking one for you, one for you. Fucking Mattos.
Fuck yeah.
And then you put your drinks in here, and then it keeps them cold or hot. So, it's great. It's great
they
to
smell
see.
Nice.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, well, thank you, Rhino, for
thank
that.
Thank you, Rhino. Fucking appreciate
legend.
That, dude.
Thank you, mate. And if you want to send shit, anything, send it to our PO box. We will open it live on the fucking podcast. All right. All right.
Now, I think this could be a bit underwhelming.
Yeah, look, we thought this hunt would be simple.
Yeah.
Right? We thought we were on to an easy one here. And we were going to message Shannon Knoll. Aussies, you know who that is? I'm going to ask him about his big black shiny car, right? And I messaged him and said, hey, mate, do you still have that car, the black shiny one? He hasn't even seen it.
So he mustn't be on social media. Well, he's just, got what? How many followers?
Let's have a look and see if he's posted since 6 days ago posted. Yeah, so he's on here. He's fucking on here. He's just not bloody... But look, I think this could be an easy fix because there's not much engagement on his shit. So maybe we all need to go and spam the fuck out of his fucking next post.
I think so. I think.
All right, we haven't done this for a while. We're asking. We're summoning.
We're digging deep.
We're summoning all of our fully actual power.
The army.
All of you fans, all of the fully actual powerhouse fan base, to go to Knowlsy at Knowlsie. And comment on Shannon Knoll's most recent post. Read Marty and Michael's DM, please.
It's important.
It's very important. It's like, all right, we're summoning. This won't work. The hunt will not work unless we summon all of your
and
power.
And it has to be that. You can't just fucking do some random shit. Say that. So it's all the same message.
And then next week, we should hopefully get a reply, and then we can work towards maybe getting a fucking little video.
Dude. I'm excited.
I am too.
It's cool when they get to get involved. It's like teamwork shit.
Yeah, and look at all the videos we have already. We've got, what, three or four little beautiful videos already. And
I know. I showed my... One fun thing about seeing my family was I showed them that. And they're like, it sort of impressed them. It's like, I know these celebrities because they grew up, you know, with
which
them.
Ones? I
showed them Andy from Hamish and Andy. Shane Warne.
Shane Warne?
Yeah, Dad was impressed with that one. And then who the fuck? Dave Hughes was like, holy shit. And then I just mentioned Chappelle. I didn't say that you tried to hook a date up for me. But I did say that, yeah, we found out his sister was not a cop.
That's what would have happened.
Yeah, it's more of a wave, isn't it? More of a slither out. Yeah.
It goes limp and then sucks out.
Like a vacuum.
Real quick, like space.
Oh, yeah, slow's good too.
That's how he fucks. My brown OnlyFans. All right, so that's what we're going to do for the hunt. We need you guys' help, Sora. Hit up Knowlsy, tell him right out, damn, you fucking cunt. Fucking oath, cunt. All right, the next segment
fuck me.
The German segment, all right. Ach du lieber,
Deutsch.
Ach du lieber, Deutsch.
There was a suggestion that Michael has a go at trying to read one.
Yeah, that's not a bad
to see how good he is at German.
Oh my god. All right, so this is the segment where we just read out very common German phrases as if you were talking to another German person. All right. Michael's going to do the first one.
Ich brick Zusammen. And now I'm going to try a different
way. I'm
going
to see if I can understand it if I'm not looking at the words. Go.
Ich bin zusammen.
Yeah, the first and last words I understand. It's a CH.
Brech.
Brech. Ich brech zusammen. Ich brech zusammen. Which means I break together, which means I can't take it. So if you've got someone's put fucking super glue on the back of your head while you're fucking driving, I might say something like, Ich brech zusammen!
Oh, you wish you did. Would have made it even funnier.
I did say it in my head, but I've learned not to speak German out in public because I'm ridiculed and laughed at.
By who?
The Allies.
By everyone. All right, let's see if I can understand this without...
This is nonsense.
It's my home language. My parents speak that. They taught me that.
Ak du grun nianun.
It sounds Italian or something.
Yes, you sounded white.
Ak du grun nianun. Nonna maga spaghetti. I've got to get angrier. Ak de grun nianun.
No, that is fucking way off, mate.
Oh, really?
Ach du grüne Neune. I was pretty fucking close.
It sounds the same.
Ach du grüne Neune.
Neuner. That last word is
Neuner.
Neuner. Neuner. Neuner.
Grüne. Grüne.
Grüne.
Keep your lips close together. Grüne. Grüne. Which means, oh, you green nine.
Yeah, I thought nine was in there.
Which means shit.
Okay.
That's a long way to say shit. Why not say Scheiser? What the fuck, man?
What does Scheiser mean? Does that mean shit?
Scheiser.
Shit. Yeah, Scheiser. Shit.
All right, let's see what you got.
This one is a long one.
Okay. Please be respectful. Remember, this is my first language.
Your grandma, your Oma Maga speaks this.
Summon the German.
It reminds me of home.
All right. Tut malid mina. Oh, just let me start again. Tut malid, mein English is under alla sus.
I do it again.
Tut malid, mein English is under alla sus.
The tone is right, but I just don't. The pronunciation is slightly off.
Mein English is under alla sus.
Mein English is under.
Sounds
unter.
Like he's struggling with English.
Tut mir leid, mein Englisch ist unter aller Sau. Sau. Mein Englisch ist unter aller Sau. I've never even heard that saying before.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Tut mir leid, mein Englisch ist unter aller Sau.
Oh.
Which means, sorry, my English is under all pig. Which means, sorry, my English is extremely bad. So you could say this in Germany, man, and they would like come around you and like support you, cunt,
because they think that I was German.
No, they think, fuck, this guy can't speak the best language in the world.
You could say that on the street here.
Yeah, you could say, you honestly, you can say this whenever and wherever you want. People might not understand it, but it's your life, man.
All right, I'm gonna fucking start. I'll do it.
I'll get it tattooed.
All right, it's my life. It's mine. I'll do it.
See.
It's my choice, my life.
Just like abortions.
Well done, Michael.
Just like our abortions are choices.
All right. Well done, everyone.
Just like when you have a baby, when you were pregnant from the...
You're fucking dead.
If you want. Anyway, moving on. What? All right, on to our last segment. How long have we been going for, my Matthew?
We've just tipped over an hour.
Oh, well done. All right. So I'm going to pretend to be a really drunk, sloppy fuckwit. I'm going to call a sex worker.
Is it a sex chat line or is it just a hookup?
I think it's a sex chat line. I
might actually stick around.
Yeah, he's good.
I knew he would. figure it out. Oh my God. Have a fucking stalk, cunt. Have a fucking stalk of it. All right, here we go. Oh, shit. Good. Oh, shit, man. Oh, I didn't put my phone on private. I'm fucked.
Oh, here we fucking go. All right.
What is called? Nicole, this one's called.
Hello.
How's it going? Is this Nicole?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Hi,
who are you?
It's someone named Nathan.
Sorry?
My name's Nathan McKay.
Oh, hi, Malcolm. Good, thanks. How are you? Where are you ringing from, Malcolm?
I just found your number on Google.
You sound so drunk.
Yeah, had a couple of wines this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, you better sober up a bit, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, no, just a couple.
Oh, even burping.
It's just a couple of wines this after work. But what's that, mate?
Where are you ringing from?
It's ringing from my house on the telephone.
Yeah, but where's that, though?
It's up north.
What area?
It's north of Brisbane, up near...
Oh, okay. I'm down the Gold Coast, mate. Okay, you're ready to come down here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm heading down the north. That's why I'm calling, right? I'm coming down...
When?
Tonight at about 6:30. I've got a dinner there with a couple of the boys.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll give it a call back tomorrow then. That's all good.
No, okay. I was just thinking maybe come over tonight, right? If I come around your joint, right, and I'll bring a couple of bottles of wine, maybe we can have a bit of a feel around and just see what's going on down there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm,
Well, so what do you reckon? What are you charging? Bloody couple of hundred or something, is it?
$100 for 20 minutes,
$150
for the real passionate, or
$200
come twice.
Yeah, right. So
I don't even
want to
be drinking all night.
No, I'm drinking all night. I'm done now, right? Till dinner time. I've got to be straight for the boys, right? And I've got one of my sons. He's 18, right? He's coming to the dinner tonight, and it's his 18th birthday tonight, and I'm trying to turn him into a man, right? So I'm thinking, it's not for me. I might come see how I feel later on, but it's more for my son, right? He's 18. He's
okay.
Just turned 18, right? So I'm thinking.
Okay, all right. You give me a call back. I just got to go here now, but you really back in a bit more closer to the time.
Okay, I've got to lock this in right now, otherwise I've got to call someone else. I've got to lock it in right now. He's dressed up, right? He's dressed in a cow costume. He's got a cow costume, and he has never had sex before, and he's begging me, right? He's begging me to get some sex, and I'm going to drop him around your joint.
It's not for you, it's for him.
Yeah, nah, it's for him. It's for him. Yeah.
$100 for 20 minutes or
$150
for the real
person. Yeah, well, I'll give you $300, right? And you just bloody, you go to town on him and put a couple of fingers in his ass. And put maybe two, three fingers in his ass too, because he hasn't done that before, and that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? He's a man now, right? You put a couple of fingers in his ass, right? And I want to make sure $300 for half hour, that's pretty decent, right? What'll that get me, $300 for 30 minutes? Can he get a little tongue flicking the ass, or is that only a bit of fucking around?
That's too much.
Is a bit of fucking around. He's in a cow costume, Nicole. Fuck.
Oh my god, dude. You did well. You did well to keep her for as long as you had.
She sounded very
She
annoyed.
Was not happy. But like
they must get that all the time.
That's what it's all about, is a couple of fingers in the ass. Just want you guys to know that my sister is here witnessing this podcast.
And her name is Nicole as well.
Never ever seen her face so disgusted in my life. She was just pointing at you going, what the f- I've never seen that. But fuck, that made me very
happy.
What
do you reckon? All right, guys, that's the end of episode number 90. Next week, episode number 20, halfway through the season, episode 100 overall. Holy shit, Matt Brown. Don't forget to like and don't forget to fucking comment, right? Here's your reminder.
Yeah.
You get to the end of the video and there's your fucking chance. Come on.
Just comment a few times.
Give it a like, give it a comment, give it a subscribe and tell someone. Because we are
the B-E-S-T-B-E-S-T-B-E-S-T-B.
We're the
B-E-S-T-B-E-S-T-B. B E S T B E S T B with a B E S T B E S T B E S T B with a B E S T B E S T B E S T B.
Where was your contribution then, Matt? Huh?
Hungity young gung gung giddy eye, hungity young gung gung giddy eye, hungity young gung gung giddy eye, hungity young gung gung.
Okay?
With a B E S T B E S T B E S T B with a B E S T B E S T B E S T B. With a B-E-S-T.
Matt told us to tell our OnlyFans.
With a B-E-S-T.